Shia, from the 魔道祖师 Untamed Spring Fest 2020 Figlets, written by Ghost Houses, read by Nonplussed. Pairing, 江燕里, 温情. The first thing 温情 notices about the figure coming towards her is that they are not Lan. It's not great if anyone catches her wandering the back hills, but she's less concerned about another visiting disciple than someone who might actually know what she's looking for. But the second thing she notices is that the figure is walking with a hesitant gait, a hand reaching out periodically to steady them. And if Wenxing is a sister first, she is a doctor second, and anything her uncle demands of her comes after that. She does not leave the river path she's on, and instead increases her pace to meet the stranger to see if they need help. She doesn't really register that it's Jiang Yanli until they're nearly face to face. And even then, there's no time for a greeting or any sort of dance of politeness. She looks like she's about to faint, and Wenxing steps in instinctively to catch her, putting one arm under her shoulder to keep her up. Jiang Guniang, can you hear me? Are you all right? She asks, reaching for her other arm to check her vitals. Pulse is a little slow, but qi is strong. She puts a hand on Jiang Yanli's forehead to check her temperature, but it's normal.
Oh, Wen Guniang, thank you. I'll be fine.
Her voice is slow and unconvincing.
Just give me a moment. I'll be fine.
Wenxing is unconvinced. I think we should get you inside so that I can bring you medicine and treat you properly. Can you walk?
Ah, yes, I think so.
It's mostly a lie. It's slow going back to the Jiang guest quarters, and Wenxing offers to carry her a couple times, but is refused. She considers doing it anyway, but that feels like too much of a breach for a conscious patient. If only one of Jiang Yanli's dumbass brothers were here to have the familiarity necessary to override her protest. But they do make it back eventually. Wenxing leaves her on her bed, checks her vitals again. His spiritual energy is still mysteriously quite strong, and excuses herself to get her kit. She's familiar enough with this part of the mountain that she can weave in between the buildings to make a shortcut home. Jiang Yanli is awake when she returns. She seems more lucid now, but Wenxing forbids her from standing to greet her. She sets up on the table in the middle of the room to start mixing powders for tea. Can you tell me more about what happened at the river? What were you feeling?
I get dizzy spells sometimes. It's worse when it's been rainy. Really, I'm fine now. You've done more than enough, Wen Guniang.
Wenxing frowns. She can make medicine that will help with the dizziness, but that's merely a symptom. A young, healthy cultivator should not get dizzy when it rains. A young, healthy cultivator with perfectly normal qi should definitely not get dizzy when it rains. Jiang Yanli, I may be able to help you stop these spells completely. Is there anything you're not telling me? Jiang Yanli looks up at the ceiling and says nothing for a moment. I don't mean to impose, but it's no burden.
No, no, you're very kind. It's all right. I'm sure you're curious too, she adds with a little smile.
Wenxing is too surprised to deny it. Jiang Yanli explains her condition. She had a healthy childhood and early teens, but a few years ago she began to fall ill periodically. Bouts of dizziness, of fatigue, sometimes fevers and nausea. The doctors found no cure, but as she applied herself more seriously to her cultivation and formed a golden core, she found that the symptoms became less and less frequent.
It takes nearly all my spiritual energy to be well and able day to day, but I still have spells when the weather changes, or have exerted myself too much. I still carry my sword, but I can barely wield it anymore.
She sounds wistful, like she's talking about a friend she's lost touch with. Wenxing is struck all at once by the unfairness of it all. the potential squandered and lost. She knows what it is to be trapped, to have a master who does nothing but take and expects you to still be grateful for your life.
Don't be angry for me, Wenqing.
Jiang Yinli has turned her head to watch her, and her smile is pure dawn. She looks through Wenqing as though she is made of sheer cloth. Oh, she thinks. A gentle, warm flame sparks to life somewhere deep inside Wenqing. It's small, but it burns strong and steady. Oh, she thinks. It makes bringing Jiang Yinli her tea much tenser than it should be. Wenqing was unmoved by the closeness on the walk over, but it's an entirely new thing now to help her sit up and drink. Wenqing finds herself concentrating on keeping her hand steady and on trying not to feel the heat when their fingers brush. But she survives it and retreats back to her kit, trying to remember what she would have said if she was still the Wenqing from an hour ago.
Oh, this does help,
Jiang Yinli says, laying back down again. I'm glad, Wenqing says. So far so good. If it's all right, I'd like to talk to you further when you're feeling better. Maybe I'll have a new insight into your condition.
Yes, of course.
Jiang Yinli turns her gentle gaze on her again, and Wenqing almost can't bear to return it.
But maybe we could also spend some time together as friends, too? Not just doctor and patient?
Wenqing feels an immediate wave of panic, but it's nothing compared to the enveloping warmth in Jiang Yinli's eyes.
Yes, I'd like that, too.